Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly interview program from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. And with me this week is Terry Hilgedick, who is president of the Missouri Corn Growers. And Terry, this week we want to talk about ethanol because it sure has had a lot of publicity that I think is, of course, been driven a lot by prices for fuel. And also, we have a thing called the Renewable Fuel Standard. I know this is set to kick in for 2006. And let's first of all look at this on the national level and tell me about what this RFS, this Renewable Fuel Standards, is set for and what that means for this coming year.
The RFS is set for 4 billion gallons in the year 2006 as the baseline for production to be used in gasoline across the country. We've seen a really nice demand-driven market that has exceeded the 4 billion gallons actually in 2005. So we have a really good start on the RFS. Looks really promising for continued demand in that particular part of the fuel market.
Well, here in Missouri, we have seen a couple of major announcements over the last few months about some new ethanol production plants coming online, or at least breaking ground. It looks like Missouri is really a leader in the effort to build some of these new plants to address the coming need for this fuel, isn't it?
You know, we've been really lucky, Chuck, that we've been a part of the ethanol movement. We've been on the front end of it, and actually some of the most enjoyable parts of what we've been able to do in Missouri is the fact that all the plants so far have been farmer-owned and farmer-controlled. So with that, you have a greater likelihood of having profits reinvested in the local communities, and it's a good thing for the whole region. We're seeing a new plant go in at Ladonia, Missouri, which is east of Mexico, a little ways, kind of a unique situation there where it's a partnership between existing investors and the ethanol plant at Macon. We're also seeing plans in place for a large plant to go in the southeast corner of Missouri, which is very exciting. They're looking at actually a coal-fired plant down there to help lessen their exposure to energy costs related to natural gas. So it's a couple of new plants on the way. It's really encouraging. They're farmer-owned, farmer-controlled, and we feel really good about those groups.
Well, on the national level, we've got the Renewable Fuel Standard. We've got plants here in Missouri that are going to fulfill the demand for that ethanol. And the one final step that I know is going to be addressed in the upcoming legislative session after the first of the year is to put in place some legislation here in Missouri that will also help in this transition.
Absolutely. We're looking at supporting the governor and his pledge to bring an E10 blend requirement to gasoline in the state of Missouri. It's been done in several other states across the country. It's nice to see Missouri in a leadership position along the way on issues, and this is just another case of that with Governor Blunt's proposal to make E10 statewide. So we feel good about it. We're supporting him in any possible way that we can, and we'll be a part of that movement as it moves forward.
And finally, in case there are people who really wonder why all the publicity and push for the use of ethanol, there are several key reasons why this is a great idea to push for and continue to try to develop. Could you just review a couple of those for us?
Here a couple of weeks ago, we saw where the big six oil companies posted a net profit for the quarter of $33 billion. That represents $110 per every man, woman, and child in the United States. And I think that kind of hit consumers a little hard, and they're looking more than ever at new renewable sources of fuel. And I think ethanol is very well positioned to meet that need for a couple of reasons. Number one, cost-wise, we're stretching the fuel supply across the country by having this alternative source of fuel. And secondly, because of the air quality improvement that we're seeing in a lot of these cities that have been using E10 for a number of years now. So there's a couple really good things associated with ethanol. It's not just for farmers, it's good for consumers too, and we're seeing more and more traction along that line all the time.
Well, thank you very much. That's Terry Hilgedick, who is president for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, talking about the growth and popularity of ethanol here in the United States, and especially right here in Missouri. With this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.